The Peak 104.1. Good morning. I'm Robin Fox, joined by very special guest, Wild Squirrel Nut Butter. It's a company formed by two sophomores at the time in Eugene, trying out a few peanut butter creations at home, decided to take their talents and share them with the world. Good morning, Keely and Erica.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Congratulations on taking your idea and turning it into something we can all enjoy. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're joining the show to tell us more about how the idea hit you and what it's done for you.
So to answer your question, Keely and I were hungry college students, sophomore at the University of Oregon. We ran out of plain crunchy peanut butter and we wanted to spice it up a little bit. So we decided to start making our own peanut butter so we wouldn't have to buy it at the store anymore. And we realized that we could make tasty peanut butter than what we were buying. So We came up with all sorts of flavors and gave it out to our friends and family and were received with lots of happy friends and customers. And we started selling it and it took off from there.
What flavors are offered?
We have three peanut butters and two almond butters. Our peanut butters are cinnamon raisin, honey pretzel, and chocolate coconut. Mm-hmm. And then our almond butters are chocolate sunflower seed and vanilla espresso.
So awesome.
A little different than the norm.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know what? That's what you were going for. And I'm sure there are tons of other people that appreciated just as much. In fact, you're already available in over 150 stores around the country. That's crazy.
Yeah, we're actually in about 350 stores now.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, have you guys thought about the future of the company? You think that maybe there's a restaurant featuring your product that might happen?
Oh, we have all kinds of ideas.
Okay.
We have big hopes. Every day when we wake up, our goal is that we're working towards to become a national brand. We want everyone to be able to walk into a grocery store and buy a jar of Wild Squirrel. That's what we're working towards.
During the last update on your company on Shark Tank, the show, you said you estimated making $1 million in the next year. Is that still a pretty steady estimation?
Yeah, that's what we're expecting. And it's pretty exciting and crazy to think about running a company that sells peanut butter grossing more than $1 million next year. But that's the plan, and so far, so good.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you both?
I'm 20, and this is Keely.
And I'm 21, and this is Erica.
20 and 21. I am 27, and I'm incredibly jealous of you coming up with this idea and just making bank on it. It's an incredible story.
Thank you.
I'd love to know what the next expansion idea is for you guys. What's the next big step that's kind of in motion?
Well, our current goal that we're working really hard towards is becoming a product on the shelves of all Whole Foods. So that's the grocery chain that we would love to be in. And another exciting tidbit is that we're releasing a new flavor in about a month and a half. So that's very exciting for us. We've been doing lots of recipe formulating.
Nice. Well, we're really looking forward to it. And here locally, you can find Wild Squirrel Nut Butters here in Central Oregon. You'll find it at Newport Avenue Market in Bend, also Sun River Country Store, and like you said, expanding to all Whole Foods, so we'll keep an eye on that for you. And before you guys go, you're Ducks by heart, right?
Of course. Yes, we are. Go Ducks.
Now, what do you have to say about Chip Kelly taking off?
We wish him the best. We know what it's like to leave U of O and go do something else. So.
Okay. You guys found extreme success, and we wish you further success in the future. I'm looking forward to seeing Wild Squirrel Nut Butters all over the place. Thank you guys so much for being on.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.